Hi, everybody. Kevin Broughton and Ryan Surak coming at you from Loan Officer Impact. Thank you so much for joining in with us today. We hope you're having a great day so far. And we have a really special guest today. We're super excited to have a real famous person on with us for the first time today. And so we have visiting from the great state of Tennessee, a world-renowned author, someone who has worked with tons of big companies, little companies, and she's really encapsulated what it means to be consumer-driven and to do things that create an experience, not a deal or a transaction. And if you've listened to Ryan and I over the years, you know that we hate the words deal and we hate the words transaction. We only love the words experience. And so we were so happy when this guest agreed to come on our show. And so without any further ado, I'd like to introduce from Franklin, Tennessee, Miss Brittany Hodak. Brittany, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing so great, and I'm so excited to be here today. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thanks so much for joining. And if you don't know, Brittany wrote this book right here, Creating Superfans, and I think it's relatively new, correct?
It is, yes. It came out in January.
January 10th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we're actually recording this on our two-month anniversary, or book-iversary, as I like to
say. I love it. I love it. And Ryan and I do mortgages and know a ton of mortgage loan originators company nationwide that some are with our company, some are not with our company. And every week we just try to bring value to them. You're not from the mortgage industry, but we're facing and somewhat you could say a challenging market. It's also an opportunistic market. And for those that are doing the things that you've discussed here in Creating Superfans, they're witnessing great results in a challenging market. And for some that maybe haven't grasped all these concepts yet, they maybe aren't. And so what we're hoping today to talk about, and Ryan, I know that you had two topics specifically. What were the two things that you wanted to hit on most? Because I think both of them are right up Brittany's alley.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Yeah, Brittany, so the two things I'd really love for you to cover with us is customer experience and branding. Those are the two things loan officers really want to maximize as they are growing their business. So we'd love to go over those things if we can.
And if I could just real quick on branding, Brittany. So every loan officer, almost 100% of them work at some company, but they like branding their company, but they really like branding themselves. Because at the end of the day, our product really is the individual, because you can get your mortgage from 1,000 different places and they're largely the same. But it's how someone feels, right? And what brings them back to us. And so they all want to build their own personal brand. So yeah, if you could touch on customer experience and branding, that would be really two things that would be very appropriate to the folks tuning in today.
Well, thank you, Kevin and Ryan. And I will be delighted to touch on those two things, because customer experience and branding are really what takes you from a commodity provider to a category of one in the minds of your prospects and your customers. And you're right that LOs are facing a very tough market right now, but it's also an amazing opportunity, because so many people are saying, you know what, I'm going to just retire, or I'm going to go back to doing what I did, you know, in 2019 before I started to see money falling from the sky and saying, yeah, oh, I'm going to go be an LO now. So you're seeing a lot of people leave the industry, and that creates a bigger opportunity for those who are willing to stay and double down on customer experience and branding during this tough time to set themselves up so that when rates do start to fall again, people are looking to do refis again, there are, you know, all of these customers who already know you, trust you, love you, and want to work with you.
Amen. Love it. Love it.
Awesome. So in my book, I talk about something that I think is the number one threat to pretty much every business and brand that exists in the world. And this is especially true of loan officers, because as you said, they're selling something that's not just largely the same. It's also confusing to a lot of consumers, and you also can't see it. So they've got a lot of, you know, sort of cards like working against them. So the number one threat that faces every single brand and business is not awareness, which a lot of people think it is. A lot of people think like, oh, I've got to build my brand so I have more awareness. It's actually apathy. Plenty of people know who you are and what you do and at least sort of understand it. They just don't care. And the reason they don't care is because you haven't given them a compelling enough argument to. You haven't made your thing relevant to their life. You haven't helped them understand it in a way that sets you apart from everybody else in your market or in your territory who does the exact same thing that you do, offers the exact same or very similar products and services to what you do.
So would you really just say that loan officers need to be making sure that as they're going out in the community, they share the benefit of working with them over another company, the bank down the road, or what it may be, the lender down the road?
Oh, 100%. And you know, one of the things that I don't love about the terminology of the mortgage industry is the name loan originator, which I know is sort of the, you know, the newer version of loan officer. But I think both of those are terrible names. Like, it is not your job to originate a loan. It's your job to create a relationship that lasts for decades. And I feel like when you hear the term loan originator, it sounds like, oh yeah, I'm going to like get this loan going, rinse and repeat, do it again, do it again, do it again. But your relationship with that customer does not end on closing day, or doesn't like pause until you call them up, you know, 27 months later and say like, hey, you want to talk about a refi? Hey, you know anybody that's looking to move? It's your job to become their trusted advisor, their partner who's there to work alongside them, not just when they're ready to move to another home or refi their home, but when they need a recommendation for a roofer or an electrician or a painter or, you know, a taekwondo studio for their kid to go to. It's your job to create relationships with your customers, because when you do that, you will start to get all of those referrals. You'll start to get warm leads who are telling their friends, you've got to work with this guy or gal because they're going to take amazing care of you, which is what then sets you apart from the bank down the road and the other LO who's like trying to win on rates.
My favorite line so far, and I hate the name too, by the way, but is moving from a commodity to a category of one. And that is, I hope everyone understands that takeaway crystal clearly. That is extremely important. That is the mission of every one of us, is to create a category of one of ourselves and how we treat people like that. You know, it's funny, Brittany, we have a model here at our company called the CARE model, and CARE stands for creating abundantly referable experiences. And it's our mission that every single person that borrows money from us is that we create an abundantly referable experience. And every little nuance of the path from A to Z on the loan is driven by that four letters in four words. And so I love what you're saying. And I think that if we do double down on customer experience and on branding, the spoils will be, you know, 10 times what they are today, a year from today and beyond. So I think that's great insight on that. Keep going. Please share more. I love every word you're saying.
Well, I love the CARE model. That is, it's 100% aligned with everything that I believe, everything I talk about, everything I write about in my book, Creating Superfans. And one thing that I am always shocked when I talk to people, and I've actually spoken extensively in the mortgage and financial services industries. So I've had the honor of getting to know a lot of LOs, a lot of branch managers across a bunch of different states and companies. And I'm always shocked when I say to somebody, tell me why someone should work with you and not your competitor. Mm-hmm. And there's like, they don't know.
Or
they say something like, I've been doing this for 20 years. And I'm like, okay, cool. So if I find somebody who's been doing it for 25 years, should I work for them? Like, is that what you're putting your stake in the ground on? So what I say to them is, if you don't understand why you're the best choice for your prospects and customers, what chance do they ever have of figuring it out? Mm-hmm. Right? They don't.
No chance. Zero. Like,
that is the definition of a commodity. If everybody's the same, I'll just pick, you know, the fastest or the closest to my house or the cheapest or the most convenient. You don't want to be competing on those things. So I always tell people, and this is, you know, going back, Ryan, to your question about branding, figure out what it is that you want to be the best in the world at, that you're willing to say, I'm going to double down, triple down on this, because everybody brings a different perspective. Everybody brings a different skill set, a different uniqueness to their role. And that's why, even within the same company, even with, you know, everybody on your team who's also implementing the CARE model, you're going to bring something different to the table. And I always say to think of your company like the Avengers. you know, you don't want 20 Hulks.
Right.
Like,
right.
There's some things Hulk can do, but like you can't Hulk smash your way out of every problem. So like, don't try to be Hulk if you're Hawkeye or if you're Iron Man or if you're Black Widow. Think about your uniqueness. What do you love? Are you obsessed with the markets? Are you always following the numbers and trends? Can you do predictions better than like any of the guys on TV 6 months out? If so, cool. Lean into that. Find people who are attracted and care about that. Are you somebody who's like incredibly responsive that it doesn't matter if it's, you know, 2:30 in the morning, you're going to be on your phone and you're going to write back to somebody? Cool. There are customers who want somebody that's like really responsive. Have you been through something in life that gives you enormous empathy and understanding to other people in that situation, whether they're, you know, military families who are moving around a lot or empty nesters who are looking to downsize after their kids move away or first time homebuyers who care about a backyard for the family, like whatever it is, whatever your uniqueness is, whatever your lens is, go all in on that. And as you create a brand, don't be afraid to lean into those things that make you unique and different. Because without that perspective, without that uniqueness, you are quite literally, as you said, Kevin, like just a commodity, which means people are going to choose the fastest, the closest, the cheapest, the first.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, Brittany, we focus on this show and in our organization on three words a lot: clarity, focus, and execution. And what you just talked about is clarity. And I think that's something that loan officers on occasion struggle with, on clarity, because they sometimes think clarity is I'm going to make X this year, or I'm going to close 120 units this year, where the true definition of clarity that matters is clarity of purpose of you and of what value you truly bring, because it has to be established from your core values. It can't be fake, because I'm sure you're going to say that if it isn't truly in the inner core of who you are, it comes quickly to the consumer that you aren't really what you just said. So for loan officers struggling with this, go to growingwithkevin.com. That's growingwithkevin.com. Grab a 15-minute block on my calendar and we can discuss this topic. But don't you agree, Brittany, that clarity of message is exceptionally important for people like loan officers?
I absolutely agree, because again, without it, you've got a confusing, muddled message. And, you know, I relate this sometimes to TV networks. Like there are TV networks that you're like, oh, I get it. I understand, right? Like, you know exactly what ESPN is all about.
You worldwide exactly leader in sports, yeah.
Disney Channel is all about, right? And then there's all these networks that you're like, yeah, there's 50 of them exactly the same, and I couldn't tell you what is which, because they haven't identified how they're different. And in fact, they're not different. They're just trying to like play the commodity game. They're trying to say like, okay, well, if I like show enough reruns of like Friends and, you know, Law and Order and all the others, like I'll make some ad revenue and that'll be enough to get along. Like they're not differentiating themselves. And so many people in the financial services and mortgage space are the same. They're that like random TV station on your cable that like maybe you could say the name of and maybe not. But even if you did, you'd be like, wait, aren't there like 12 other ones that are the same? Right.
Totally true.
Really, they become like noise in the market. So how do you break through that noise and create super fans?
Well, thank you for asking, Ryan. I'm so glad that you asked this question at this time. So it absolutely is noise or apathy, as I like to call it. It's like people are just don't care enough to care, right? There's just like so much going on. It's like, it's exactly as you said, background noise. The way you create super fans is by connecting your story to your customer story. You make your thing relevant to their life. So rather than having like generic messaging of like, I love to help people with loans, it's I got into the mortgage industry. And this is, you know, obviously everybody's going to have their own sort of origin story and superpower, but something like I got into the mortgage industry because the first time I tried to buy a home, I was so overwhelmed. It was so confusing, overwhelming. I didn't know what to believe, who to trust, where to turn. So I said, I'm going to make sure nobody else ever has an experience like that again. So I learned everything I could. I got my you know, certification or whatever it is that you have to do to become an LO. Like I went and now I'm dedicated to making sure that you fully understand everything you need to know to make it the best experience you've ever had, whether this is your first time buying a home or your 15th time. I'm here to be your trusted partner every step of the way. Something like that. Right. And obviously everybody's is going to be a little bit different, but to then use that clarity to say, how am I connecting this story with my customer's story at every point in the journey? So before somebody gets a loan, what are the questions that they might be asking? What are the things that they might be confused and concerned about? How can you help them? How can you meet them where they're at and show up with helpful information even before they reach out to you? Because we know that sometimes up to 70% of a customer's journey takes place before you even know they exist. They're doing research, they're asking friends, they're going to your website, they're looking at other websites. So if you can differentiate yourself by having a website that says, hey, here are some PDF resources for you. Here are some blog posts. Here are some videos about what you need to get in order before you buy or sell your home. What interest rates actually mean and why this is actually a really great time, even though you might be hearing like, you know, the rates are 7% or 8%. Guess what? Your rate is 100% if you're renting. So I'm going to talk to you about how to build equity in your home and how you can secure a place now. And then I'll help you refi in 3 years when the rates go back down or, you know, whatever. So creating content that meets your prospects and your customers where they're at before, during, and after that actual loan process.
Page 220. Page 220 is the supermodel. That's what stuck out to me most in this book, you know, and it was, you know, sharing your story, understanding their story, personalize it, exceed expectations, and repeat, if I'm correct.
You are 100% correct, Kevin. That is my supermodel. I wanted to create a customer experience framework that would be simple to remember, simple to implement, simple to measure. And so the supermodel is kind of like my care. And it's exactly as you just said, it's an acronym. Start with your story, understand your customer's story, personalize, which is all about connecting those two together, exceed expectations, and repeat. And if you follow that supermodel, you will create super fans. And I've got dozens of examples in the book of companies large and small following that supermodel and finding super results as the outcome.
Well, the most relatable one to me is I think it was called Finley's. I can't remember if that's the exact name, but I think it was a clothing store in Nashville. And I've been to Nashville multiple times and there's a lot of clothing stores in Nashville, right? And I was blown away at reading that little excerpt from your book in regards to that story, because the way that place makes you and others feel is 100% of what drives their business, correct?
That's correct. And you know, I talk a lot in the book about the fact that we're living in an experience economy. People no longer buy products and services. They buy the experiences that they are wrapped in. And Finley sells clothes. And as you said, so do thousands of other stores in and around Nashville. What makes Finley's different is the experience that they create around those clothing items. And I share in the book their tagline, which I love, which is pretty things, great people, good vibes. And in those six words, you know everything you need to know about what you're going to find at Finley's. You're going to find pretty things, great people, and good vibes. And that's the promise that they deliver on. So going back to your question, Ryan, about, you know, creating a brand for yourself, what is your tagline? Like, what do you want people to say about working with you? How do you want somebody to answer the question of a friend, oh, what was it like working with Danny? Like, what do you want them to say? And once you're clear on that, you can sort of reverse engineer, or what I say in the book, intentionally architect a design plan for those experiences to say, I'm going to map out the moments that potentially can mean the most. I'm going to figure out how I'm going to maximize every single one of those opportunities. And then I'm going to be sure that I'm measuring it in a really clear way so I can see the impact and tweak as I need to so that I continue to get more referrals, more five-star reviews, and then ultimately boost my revenue.
So I hope everyone took the takeaway and the golden nugget there, because there were four of them, and I hope that everyone paid close attention, because if you are on a mission to build your own brand and you don't do what Brittany just discussed, the likelihood of your brand being sustainable and carrying on for years and years versus weeks and weeks is not high if you don't do what she just said. So I hope everyone remembers that takeaway there. It was exceptional. This book is fun too. You know, I enjoyed reading because I felt you, I don't even know you, but I felt you come through in the book and your personality and all that. And as I look at, like, we built this like branding matrix to try to help people build a brand, because it's harder to do than folks realize. And we've got some examples of people that have done it exceptionally well, and some people that have tried and haven't been able to do it well, just being honest. And do you have any tips for actually building the brand, of actual steps one could take apart from, I mean, obviously the experience is the number one thing, but are there concrete things that people could be doing in our space to help accentuate building that brand quicker? Or is time just a reality of this?
Well, time is important, but that isn't to say that you can't have a great and strong brand out of the gate. So I would say a great first step is to read Creating Superfans or listen to the audiobook. Thank you for saying it's fun, Kevin. I tried to make it really fun and accessible because I didn't want it to be like a stuffy business book that people wouldn't want to read. So I tried to infuse a lot of fun, a lot of pulp culture in it. But what I would say that is a mistake that I see a lot of people make is that they try to build a brand around something that nobody cares about. Like, they try to make it all about them. They confuse ego with brand building. So they might say, like, you know, I'm the loan officer with the biggest muscles. And to a customer, it's like, so what? Who cares? Like, I don't care about your ego. Are those big muscles going to help me, like, beat up, you know, an appraiser to get him here sooner so I can close? Like, why are you telling me that? So don't try to build a brand around something that's not relevant and beneficial to your target customers.
I love that. And I think that we have fallen prey to that. Sometimes the billboard mindset gets in the way, right? Because we have had some people that we know that have been incredibly successful monetarily, but at the end of the day, does the consumer care about that? They don't. They don't care how many initials are after your name. They don't care how many degrees you have. They care about what's in it for them, right? That old adage of what radio station has everyone listened to. I forget the acronym, but it stands for what's in it for me. And it's true. So I think building your brand, make certain as you go down this journey that you're cognizant of what Brittany just shared. If it's in any way, shape, or form ego-based or centric to yourself, it's the exact wrong message. It's the exact wrong brand to try to build, because at the end of the day, no one cares. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just the fact that we live in a noisy world. We live in a fast world. We live in a Facebook world, and people care about themselves. And if our job is to lend money in a way that's good for the consumer, then we got to make the brand about what's important to the consumer exclusively.
100%. And you've got to make every single customer or consumer feel like they are the most important one that you have ever worked with. Like, you've got to have that servant mindset and servant heart. Where I see a lot of people go wrong with branding is they do let the ego take over and they want it to be about them. They see themselves as the star of the movie and the customers just like come in as like supporting actors, when in reality, it's the other way around. Every single customer you work with is the star of their own movie. You are that like supporting character who comes in for like 5 minutes of the movie or like a 2-episode arc on their TV series, right? Like, you're there to help them with this thing that they are going through. And if you do a great job, you're going to continue to be invited back. Like, you'll be that guest star who has like the recurring roles. But the next time you're there, it's not going to be to help them get a house. It's going to be, you know, like I said, because they're like, oh man, who do I know that's going to like tell me the right concrete guy to call about like repaving my driveway or like to help me with my lawn needs or whatever. So by becoming someone who they can trust for not just that investment that they're making in their home, but also all of the things that come with this brand new investment that they have, that is what you want to build your brand around, on being helpful, on being trustworthy, on being knowledgeable, and on being somebody that's going to like be there.
I got to ask. So that really leads me. So as you're saying that, it's fantastic. But a lot of times loan originators, they have a team around them. So how do you make sure the team that's supporting the loan originator promotes that brand?
Oh, I love, love, love this idea or this question, because the reality is every single person on your team is in the experience department, as you just said. Yeah. And so many leaders don't take the time to actually write out what they are all about. So the experience that your customers are having is one that's like going to default to whoever they're working with, or like what time of the month it is, or what month of the year it is, or like what, you know, how many other deals there are, like all of these like sort of outside factors. So as the leader, it's up to you to define not just what your brand is, but what all of those interactions are going to be. What are the rules? What are the non-negotiables in the way that we treat customers in every interaction, whether it's over the phone, whether it's via text message, whether it's an email, what are the non-negotiables? And then when you do that, you can be truly one team communicating in one voice, and it clears up so much uncertainty, not just for your customer, but also for your team as you're trying to figure out like, well, wait, I thought we did it this way, but like he's saying we do it that way. And I want to try to do it this other way because that would save me some time. So you've really got to get clear on, you know, the servant part of your business and what the expectations are for every one of those interactions with your customers and with colleagues, like your teammates as well.
Ryan, as we've discussed 100 times on this show, it all starts with clarity of vision and mission, right? Because you can't have expectations of teammates carrying out your vision and mission if they're unclear as to what it is. And so we have to all be steadfast in our belief that if you aren't communicating and have the ability to communicate clearly, concisely to every teammate what the minimum expectation is, what favors in advance means, what we do here, then your expectation of them following it is foolhardy, because they're not going to. It starts with you. And it makes me think of, this might not be totally appropriate, but when you were talking earlier, Brittany, I was thinking about a book I read a long, long time ago, 20 plus years ago, called Good to Great by Jim Collins. And it talked exclusively about leadership in one chapter of that book. And it talked about Lee Iacocca, who ran Chrysler back in the 70s. And he only got to be a level 4 leader, not a level 5 leader, because every commercial had to have him in it. There were 87 consecutive commercials or something running on the TV by Chrysler, and every one of them had him in it. And he was the focal point. And that's what we're talking about here, is it's not about you. It's about them exclusively. And if you don't have that others first mindset, your ability to build a brand still exists, but I think you're going to be building your brand in a way that's not going to produce anywhere near as many fruitful results as if you build it exclusively about others. Is that correct?
That's correct. You're also building a brand that has very little value outside of you. So I know a lot of people who are loan originators want to build a team, want to build a business so that at some point there's an acquisition and they can exit. If your brand is all about you, guess how much that brand is worth without you?
Zero.
Exactly. $0. So that is something to keep in mind. There's a section of the book called Building Super Teams that's all about how you take the supermodel and reflect it inward, because you cannot create engaged customers if you have apathetic employees.
It is impossible. I love that chapter. I read that chapter and I thought, how appropriate is this? Because that's what a lot of people in our industry face on a daily basis. And those leaders that have been exceptional at not allowing that in have incredible teams built and are producing definable, repeatable, sustainable results hourly. And those that fall prey to that are not able to do that. That chapter was very important to me, and I appreciate you writing it, because I took a lot out of that one.
Well, thank you. And I hope everybody checks that out, because if your employees just see what they're doing as a means to a paycheck, not a purpose that they're a part of, not a vision and a mission that they've bought into, that they're helping, to make the world a better place by being a part of, you will not move past commodity. So you have to have a team that is in alignment, that feels empowered, that is given the tools that they need, and that understands why having an amazing customer experience is integral to the process, right? Like, you don't want people who are like, well, what does it matter? Like, as long as we close on time and like all the paperwork's done, like who cares? So you've got to make sure it's like, I've said before, like anyone theoretically can play basketball, but like not everyone can make it to the NBA. You've got to decide like, what is the level that you're playing at? What are the expectations of your team? Is this like a pickup game at the Y? Yep. Or are you like trying to get LeBron James's attention? And so you've got to staff your team and enable and empower your team accordingly to the level that you want to play at.
Unbelievably great stuff. I wish we could go on for hours, because I could ask you 100 more questions. I'm sure Ryan could too. And you're a breath of fresh air, and we've really, really enjoyed, but we are nearing kind of the end of the time we have allotted for this. But couple things in closing. Go out and buy Creating Superfans. It's an awesome book. I've read it. I highly endorse it. I think it's great. Takeaways galore in here. It's an easy read. It's a fun read. It's energetic. You feel good doing it. This is a great book. Where can they buy this?
You can buy it everywhere books are sold. So the hardcover version that's in full color is a lot of fun. It's at Amazon. It's at your favorite local bookstore. It's at Books A Million, Barnes & Noble. You can also get a Kindle version or an audiobook version that I narrate. So those are available on Amazon and everywhere else you can get ebooks and audiobooks.
Well, I hope everyone buys it that's tuning in today. I hope, more importantly, everyone reads it and implements the strategies in it, because it'll make your business better. It'll increase your customer experience tenfold. It'll give you a chance to better build your brand. It'll give you a chance to run a better team. It'll give you a chance to truly get introspective of what's important to the consumer. And at the end of the day, what else matters? So a wealth of knowledge here. Brittany, thank you so much for your willingness to take time out of your day. I know you're busy, to join us, from Ryan and I and everybody that's tuning in to Loan Officer Impact. We're grateful for your presence today, for your contribution, and we'd love to have you back on anytime it makes sense. I think you're joining a friend of mine, possibly, on a thing that she's done called Ladies in Lending, which has been a humongous success, and she's really excited to do that with you. So thank you for that too. She's a dear friend of mine. Her name is Teresa Sprague, and she started this thing, Ladies in Lending, a couple of years ago, and it's been a big help to a lot of ladies in this country. And I heard that you're going to be a guest on that too.
Yay. Yes, I'm so excited about that. And it was honestly my pleasure to be here. Thank you for reading the book, Kevin. Thank you, Ryan, for inviting me onto the show and having this conversation. And thank you to the listener, because I know what it's like to have a terrible experience with a loan officer. Like when I bought my first house, I worked with a bank that made everything 10 times harder than it needed to be, because I was running a business at a time. And at the time, and you know, so like all my taxes were crazy. My paperwork was crazy. It was so hard. And then at closing, it was like they just disappeared. And I was like, wait, I have so many questions. Like, what are all of these postcards that I'm getting in the mail? Like, what are all of these crazy things from all these crazy companies? Like, what do you mean my loan got sold? What do you mean my loan got sold again? Like, what's happening? Who do I pay? So I love the dedication to the loan officers that I've met, who are doing a great job of holding their customers' hands, walking them through that experience, and not like peacing out and ghosting them the minute the loan is done. So thank you to everybody listening. Thank you for doing the great work that you do, because people would not be able to create wealth and own homes without the people like you making a very difficult, complicated thing a little bit easier. So hats off to everybody out there committed to creating amazing customer experiences.
Well, we appreciate that more than you know. And imperfectly, we try to do that every single day, because that's what matters, is right there. And so for everyone tuning in to Loan Officer Impact, we're going to sign off. Our mission here at Loan Officer Impact is to help loan officers nationwide, regardless of what company they work for, have a better life, have a more freedom-filled life, and to implement tools and tips and strategies in their business that make it better for the consumer, better for their teams, better for themselves. And if we do this all together, there's nothing that can limit how successful we can each be. So thanks so much. Appreciate you, Ryan. As always, buddy, thank you. And we'll talk to you all soon. If you want any topics that you want to chat about, go to growingwithkevin.com. Growingwithkevin.com. And my schedule's on there. You can grab a 15-minute block, and I'll share anything I can with you to help you have a better life. Thanks. Take care.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.